This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahdah, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an hudan lin-nasi wa bayyinatin minal huda wal furqan. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. My dear respected elders and brothers, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us once again the opportunity of witnessing the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. This is a very great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. And if Allah ta'ala grants us a favor, then it is our duty that we repay the favor of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Ramadan used to come, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to address the Sahaba, address the companions with regard to the Mubarak and the blessedness of this month. Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala who says in a very famous hadith, and Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an, qala khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhiri yawmin min sha'ban, faqala ya ayyuhan nas qad azallakum shahrun azim, shahrun mubarak. O people, they come upon you a very great month, a very Mubarak and blessed month. Ulama have written, Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi has written a very amazing thing. He said, not to yearn and not to desire for Ramadan is a sin in itself. Not to desire for Ramadan is a sin in itself. Allah Ta'ala ke laak shukar hai ki Allah Ta'ala ne hame dobara Ramadan ko mushahida karne ka mauka diya hai. Allah Ta'ala usko hamare liye barkat banaye. Ramzan ke mehna ki tamanna na karna, Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi ne likha hai, Ramzan ki tamanna na karna bizat khud ek guna hai. The superiority of Ramadan over the other months is such that Mujaddid Al-Faythani rahmatullahi alayhi has written that the superiority of Ramadan over other months is like the superiority of that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam over his other 11 brothers. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, we all know, was a Nabi of Allah. The son of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. And he was a Nabi. The other 11 brothers, they conspired to kill him. Unko qatl karne ka mansuba unhone banaya. But the way Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam became the means of the forgiveness of his 11 brothers. In a similar manner, we make dua that Ramadan becomes the means of the forgiveness of the shortcomings of our 11 months of guna and sin. This is the way ulama have made mention with regard to the superiority of Ramadan over the other months. It is like the superiority of the Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam over his other 11 brothers. And therefore the ulama have said, if you miss a fast in Ramadan, sometimes you can miss it because of a valid reason, and you can make qaza of it. But the blessings of a fast in Ramadan, you will never ever get it, even if you fast for the whole remainder of your life. So now what do we do in Ramadan, my dear respected brothers? The one thing that we have to do is to turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ki taraf tawajjuh. Allah ta'ala ki taraf diyan. 11 months of the year, we gave priority to the world. Now that is also not correct. We are supposed to give priority to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are weak. We give priority, or we incline more towards the world. And if we do it correctly, there's also not wrong in it. Sahi tarah se halal kamai wagara karna ye guna nahi hai. It's not wrong. But in this month, let us put everything on the back burner. Sab ko picha rakho. Aur ibadat ko aur Allah ta'ala ke saath taluk ko aage barao. For 11 months, we gave priority to world. In this particular month, let us give priority to ibadat. Let us give priority to turning towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us give priority to mending and strengthening our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers, we call it in today's time ibadat. Ibadat ka kya matlab? What do we mean by ibadat? Read your salat, not only your faraz, your nafil salat, your zikr, your tilawat, your coming closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the things that we are supposed to do in Ramadan, coming closer towards Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala has created us fundamentally to worship Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah Ta'ala has created jinnat and humankind to worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You know, I say normally, ye ibadat, ye juhana, amara juhana, we are amalgamation of spiritual and physical. Hum juhana majmua hai, ruhani aur jismani. 11 mehne juhana humne jismani chizo ko humne fokiyat di. Ab juhana ruhani chizo ko fokiyat do Ramzan mein. This is the thing that we are supposed to do. And ibadat, Allah Ta'ala, ibadat hi ke zariye se, hum Allah Ta'ala se sahi ta'alluq hum paida kar sakte hai. Aur Allah Ta'ala ki khushnudi hasil kar sakte hai. Only through the means of ibadat, we will have the right relationship with Allah. What is our relationship with Allah? It's not a friendly relationship. It's not like a relationship with friends. It is a relationship of the Creator with the creation. And the right vehicle with regard to that relationship is ibadat. Allah Ta'ala ki zikr, Allah Ta'ala ki hamd, Allah Ta'ala ki namaz, Allah Ta'ala ki samne gir girana, make dua, go down into sijda, go down into ruku, spend time in your nafil namaz, go beyond the faraiz. That is what ibadat is. Ibadat is, in today's time, a lost pleasure, a forgotten pleasure. Ye khoya hua lutf hai. The great people of the past, they used to enjoy their ibadat. One sahabi, one great person, he said, he wanted to know, he said, is there going to be ibadat in qabr? Otherwise, what am I going to enjoy the qabr if there is no ibadat? Huh? He used to say, what is the enjoyment of jannat if there is no ibadat? This is, through the means of ibadat, we have the contentment of the heart. Ibadat hi ki zariye se, dil ko itminan hasil hota hai. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. In the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, our hearts find contentment. Maine ek martaba sunaya bhi tha. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi used to say, if the great, the business people, the wealthy people, the kings of the world, they come to know about the enjoyment we get in ibadat, jo khushi hame milta hai, jo itminan hame milta hai ibadat mein, then they will send their armies to come and get it from us. Wo apne forge ko bheje taki usko hasil kar sake. Lekin wo forge ke zariye se wo hasil nahi hoga. They won't be able to get it. They will send their armies. They will send people to come and buy that beautiful situation that we get with regard to that sukoon, that particular type of contentment we get in ibadat. Huh? I saw one of my sheikhs, Shah Abdul Aziz Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, one day had the opportunity of making ibadat with him and one Ramadan with him. From after Ishraq, he used to sit and make Nafil ibadat, Nafil salat, right up till Zawal. Right up till Zawal. Just before Zawal, he used to go and rest. And how he used to rest? Just before he used to rest, he used to tell someone, read tilawat of the Holy Quran. And while listening to the Quran, he used to rest. After Zohar, immediately after Zohar, started off Nafil ibadat, right up till the time of Asr. And the people who were close to him, they used to say, he used to make one khatam of the Holy Quran in Ramadan. One khatam daily used to make one khatam. No, so this is a situation that we have to keep in mind, my dear respected brothers. The greatest way of earning Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, the forgotten pleasure, the correct vehicle for our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, the greatest way to come closer towards Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And it is a way of reforming of our entire life. Inna salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Not only does it make you good in ibadat, but it transforms your life. Puri zindagi ke liye jo hai na wo raddo badal chune puri insani ke jo hai na wo insaniyat ko hamare puri zindagi ke mahol ko badal sakta hai ibadat ke zariye se. Today we don't know that particular type of enjoyment. Sayyid ibn Musayyib rahmatullah alayhi ke bare mein I made mention, he said for 20 years he never saw the back of a musalli in namaz. For 20 years he never saw the back of a musalli in namaz. That means for 20 years he was either the imam or either he was in a first saf. He never saw the back of another musalli in namaz. This is the way the sahaba, they used to. Today we don't seem to like ibadat. You know, we've got time for everything else, we don't have time for ibadat. You see, the wife one day asked the husband, he said, will you keep roza? He said, main bimar hoon, main roza nahi rakh sakta. I can't keep roza. He said, when I wore taraweeh aap paroge, will you go and read taraweeh? He said, my knees are paining, I can't read taraweeh. He said, iftar karoge? Well, you make iftar. He said, what, you think I'm a kafir? Yeah, I'm a kafir, Sebastian. So this is the way we don't want to make the efforts with regard to how are we going to come closer towards Almighty Allah until we make this effort. One of the efforts that I would like to refer to is our ta'alluq with the Quran. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. It is a month of Ramadan in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Holy Quran. Kalamul muluk, mulukul kalam. The speech of the kings is the king of all speeches. Kalamul muluk, mulukul kalam. This is no, you know, the beauty and the halawat and the sweetness of the Quran. Walid ibn Mughira was one of the enemies of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, one day he told a Quraysh, Quraysh ko kaha, mene, mujhe chhod de, main Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke saath baat karunga. I will turn him away from preaching Islam. So they said, okay, go and see how far you come. So Walid ibn Mughira, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paas aaye. To ne kaha ki, ya, Muhammad, aap kya chahte ho? Aap badshah banna chahte ho? Hum aapko Makkah ke badshah banate ho. You want to become a king, we make you the king of Makkah. You want wealth, you ask how much wealth you want, we will give it to you. You want to get married to any woman in Makkah, tell us which woman you want, we will give you that particular woman. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him afterwards, Walid, you finished speak. Aapne apne peshkash pesh ki, did you give me your presentation? He said, say, I gave you my presentation. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, mere baat suno. Listen to what I'm going to say. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam read Hamim Sajda. When they came to the ayat, فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَقُلْ أَنذَرْتُكُمْ سَعِقَةً مِثْلَ سَعِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودَ. If you turn away from this kalam of Allah, Allah will bring an adab upon you the way He brought an adab upon Ad and Thamud. وَكَافِرْتَ. He was a kafir. But when he heard that ayat, he put his hand on Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Batija Baskaro, I can't listen anymore. I can't listen anymore. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the sister, despite himself, he went into sijda. Then when he came back to the Quraysh, what did he say? Inna hadhihi latalawat, lihalawatun, latalawatun. There is a sweetness in that. I know poetry the way no one of you know poetry. I know poetry. This is not poetry. Usme ek mitha se, there is such a sweetness in it that I can't explain to you. Then they told him, you know, Walid, you have sold your soul. You have sold your religion. Ab sabi ban gaye. You left your religion of your forefathers. Afterwards, he didn't become a Muslim. Because of pride, because of the taunting of the. But just look at what he said about the Quran. There is a sweetness. He also was taken aback. Hum Musliman hokar. Hum jo hai na Quran se lutf andoz nahi ho sakte. We as Muslims, we can't enjoy the reading of the Holy Quran. Taraweeh hamare liye bojh ban gaya. To become and read Taraweeh and listen to the Quran has become a burden upon us. Few days we read, after that chutti. The first few days the masjid is full. What is wrong with our iman? We have to question our iman when we can't enjoy the sweetness and we can't enjoy the kalam of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi has made mention that in Ubay ibn Ka'b kana yaqumu an-nas fi qiyam Ramadan 20 rak'atan. Ubay ibn Ka'b used to recite Taraweeh for the people in 20 rak'ats. Today we read few days and we gone. Jami' al-Tirmidhi ki hadith is a hadith in Jami' al-Tirmidhi that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever follows the imam and he doesn't go away until the imam completes his salat, Allah will give him the reward of the entire night's ibadat. Two rakat par kar chale gaye, char rakat par kar chale gaye. What is wrong? A non-Muslim could enjoy the Quran, and we find it difficult to listen to the Holy Quran. We can spend 2 hours sitting and speaking to our friends. We can spend hours sitting and looking at YouTube and everything. But to sit 5 minutes more in Taraweeh, we find it difficult. It's an indictment upon our iman that we can't enjoy the kalam of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaba." Whoever stands in Ramadan in salat with iman and ihtisab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his past sins. Man qama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaba. Man sama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaba bi ayawat. I will speak about inshallah about fasting next week. But sama Ramadan, man qama Ramadan, whoever stands in salat in iman and hoping for reward, Allah Ta'ala will forgive all his past sins. Brothers, let us look at all this. As Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu used to say, the Quran is like a beautiful, juicy, rutab, kajur. The more you eat it, the more you enjoy that particular rutab. The more you read the Quran, you are supposed to enjoy the Quran more. And ulama have made mention, if you want to see your ta'alluq with Allah, if you want to gauge your relationship with Allah, then gauge your relationship with the speech of Allah. Aap agar parakhna chahte ho, aapke jaane ta'alluq Allah ta'ala ke saath kya hai, to ye dekho ki Allah ta'ala ke kalam ke saath aapka kya ta'alluq hai. So brothers, this is something that is very serious. You look at the situation today, we find that people look for opportunities not to read Taraweeh. We read Taraweeh, we're reading, half the time we're sitting, half the time we're not reading, and after couple of days we're not reading, sometimes we find the least excuses. This is the time for us to build our relationship with the Quran, my dear respected brothers. And then of course, what I would like to also say is that make a routine. Make a routine in your Ramadan. Through the means of a routine, and you stick to that routine, what happens is, through the means of that, you will find that you will not procrastinate. You will not delay ibadat. Ek tartib bana. Tartib se kya bana hota hai? Sust ravi, wo dur ho jata hai. Taakhir jo hai na, wo taakhir to jana. We are people who like procrastination. Ibadat karo, inshallah karunga baad mein. Zohar ke baad karunga, asr ke baad karunga. Asr ke baad, I'm very tired now, I can't do it. Create a tartib, create a routine and stick to that. Look at a tarteeb, which is something that is beneficial. I will, for example, after Fajr, I will read so much. Before Zuhar, I will come a little 5-10 minutes earlier to the masjid. I will read some Quran. I will read like this. You know, make a tarteeb, and you will find that there is benefit and barakah in that. أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. The most beloved deed in the eyes of Allah is that which is done regularly, even if it's little. Zohar se pehle hum kuch nawa kuch karenge, asr se pehle, maghrib se pehle, maghrib se pehle dua ka waqt hai. Come and read. This is a situation. Stay away from guna. Another thing with regard to Ramadan, stay away from guna and sin. Otherwise, it is like the example of putting a lot of water in a bucket, and in that bucket there is a small hole. So what, that bucket will never get full. To iske saath saath jo hai gunah se bhi parhez karo, kyunki agar sirf nek kaam kiya तो जो है ना वो गुनाह की वजह से वो नेक काम की बरकत और जो है ना उसका अजर वो कम होता रहेगा. सो डू दिस, स्टे अवे फ्रॉम गुनाह. एंड देयर इज अ हदीथ ऑफ नबी करीम, स्टे अवे फ्रॉम थिंग्स दैट आर नॉट ऑफ यूज, अननेसेसरी फ्यूटाइल थिंग्स. वी आर सपोज टू स्टे अवे इट एट ऑल टाइम्स, बट एस्पेशली इन रमजान. एंड देयर इज एन एविडेंस फॉर इट. नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड, फइन साबहु अहदुकुम, इफ एनीवन, ओ कमा قال, if anyone comes to fight with you in Ramadan, argue with you, debate with you. Now this last few days you see everyone is debating, everyone is arguing, everyone got a view. If anyone comes to argue with you in Ramadan, فَقُلْ إِنِمْرَعُنْ سَعِمْ, tell him, I am fasting today, I don't want to fight. There is an evidence that if you get involved in futility, stay away from it. Say, but I don't want to get involved in futility. You want to come and argue with me, by main rozadar, मुझे नहीं करना है, मुझे जगरा नहीं करना. सो देयर इज एन एविडेंस फ्रॉम द हदीथ दैट नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड, स्टे अवे फ्रॉम फिटिलिटी. एंड लास्टली लेट मी से, माय डियर रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रदर्स, वी डोंट नो वेदर वी गोना टू गेट अनदर रमजान ऑर नॉट. वी डोंट नो वेदर वी गोना टू गेट अनदर रमजान ऑर नॉट. नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम वाज वन डे आस्क्ड, या रसूलुल्लाह गिव मी एडवाइस, या रसूलुल्लाह एक ऐसा जो नसीहत कीजिए जो मुझे जो है ना और किसी से नसीहत मांगने की जरूरत नहीं. आई डोंट हैव टू आस्क एनीवन मोर फॉर नसीहत. नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सल्लु सलात मुवद्दा, रीड एवरी सलात दैट इज योर लास्ट सलात ऑफ योर लाइफ. कैन यू इमेजिन इफ यू रीड एवरी सलात दैट दिस इज द लास्ट सलात, हाउ विल यू रीड दैट सलात? इन अ सिमिलर मैनर, लर्निंग फ्रॉम दैट, ये ऐसे ही रखो कि हो सकता है कि ये हमारे आखिरी रमजान है. इट कुड बी दैट दिस इज आवर लास्ट रमजान. Wallahi al-Azim, no one knows whether we are going to be alive or next. We don't know alive. We don't know whether we're going to be alive tomorrow or not. But we definitely don't know whether we're going to be alive next year Ramadan or not. Kitne saathi hamare jo hai na wo pichle Ramadan mein hamare saath the. How many other people of our own friends, our own families, who were with us last year? Today they are not gone. My own case, people who were close to me, close family members, have left. We don't know whether we're going to get this particular occasion or not. Bhai, ghanimat samjho. Keep this, value Ramadan. Spend it in a correct manner. When we spend it correctly, you will find it will bring about a change. Not in our only in our life, but in our other 11 months also. It will change the cause of our life and the cause of how our priorities are. May Allah give us a tawfiq of making this Ramadan one of blessings, inshallah. One of rushd and hidayat, and one in which we come closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.